It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer-Kent. Elective abortions became illegal in Wisconsin after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade just about a year ago. It's legal to cross state lines and have an abortion elsewhere. Have you been affected by the court's decision, and what are your thoughts 1 year later? Call 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Allison Dreith is the Director of Strategic Partnerships for the Midwest Access Coalition. It's an abortion fund that helps people traveling to, from, and within the Midwest to access a safe and legal abortion. Allison, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Shereen.
You live in Illinois, where having an abortion remains legal. This month, Planned Parenthood of Illinois reported a 54% rise in patients seeking abortion procedures or medications since last June. How many people seeking your services are coming from Wisconsin?
To date, for 2023, we've seen 65 clients from Wisconsin, an overwhelming majority of those traveling to Illinois.
So in addition to Illinois, abortion services remain legal in other Midwestern states, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Minnesota. So what differentiates Illinois from other states where abortion is legal?
Well, I think a couple of things have happened in Illinois. One, there has just been a lot of clinics here for a long time, particularly in the Chicagoland area, which makes it a very close destination for people living in Wisconsin. But two, Illinois really saw the writing on the wall. Under the Pritzker administration, back in 2019, passing the Reproductive Health Act, overturning parental notification of abortion, and still adding additional protections for providers, abortion funds, and people like me since the Dobbs decision. So the state has really taken initiative to show people that abortion is still legal and safe in Illinois, and that we welcome you to get your time-sensitive healthcare here.
The Midwest Access Coalition provides travel, lodging, and food to people seeking an abortion. So who are the patients that need Midwest Access Coalition?
The people that are reaching out to us are, generally low income. If they're needing support to get to their abortion appointment, generally they can't pay for their procedure either. And are working class people. Over half of our clients are already parenting, and many of them live in multiple margins, whether it be people of color, indigenous people, folks from the LGBTQ community, people that are undocumented or rural like me that just have a hard time accessing public forms of transportation.
Allison, are you seeing a lot of college students?
We don't ask if they're in college or not, but based on age range, the majority of people that we support are in their early 20s. So it certainly aligns with that traditional timeline for people going to college. And I think it's one of the reasons that a lot of people from Wisconsin are traveling to Chicago, just because of the kind of triangle that's made with two major college campuses in southern Wisconsin, and how closely related they are to Chicago. Plus, with their travel, there's a lot of great public transportation bus lines or Amtrak lines from those college campuses to Chicago that makes it really easy for people in those areas like Madison to get to Illinois.
We're talking about the changing demand for abortion in the Midwest with Allison Dreith. She's the Director of Strategic Partnerships for an abortion fund called the Midwest Access Coalition. Planned Parenthood says one in four American women will have an abortion by the time they're 45 years old. One in four. Deciding whether to have an abortion may be emotionally difficult for some. So how does the Midwest Access Coalition support women who are making that decision? Is there any emotional support that's involved?
Yeah, we do actually have a lot of trained volunteers that can offer themselves up for emotional support, do a little hand holding, maybe be with them at the procedure, or just be a listening ear, over the phone. But there's also a lot of great research that says most people don't regret their abortion, and that the biggest instance of harm is from being turned away from getting an abortion that is wanted or needed. And there's a lot of great organizations out there. For instance, All Options is a counseling line that's 24 hours and even has a special line for people of faith. And so those options do exist in the greater abortion landscape for people who need them.
So, Allison, take me through it. I understand before your current role, you answered phone calls from patients seeking abortion services for more than a year. So, what happens? Somebody calls you and says, I need help. What happens next?
Yeah, I would say 95% of the clients we support are getting our phone number straight from the clinic itself. So they already have an appointment, which is great. And then they either text or leave a voicemail on our hotline number. And we just start texting back from there. It's the fastest way for us to respond instead of, picking up the phone and waiting for the other person to answer the line. We do a few short, maybe 10 intake questions. And depending on what the client says they need, we start booking and paying for all of the travel or lodging accommodations, food, medicine, that the client says that they need to be supported.
Lots of time to take calls yet. 800-642-1234. You can join in on this discussion. Do you what so what's that first phone call like between you and patients? I'm curious what it was like when you were answering phones. How do you feel when people say, but when you say to people, we can help you, how do you feel?
Yeah. I think it's a point of privilege. I've been in this work for almost 15 years, but I started out on the reproductive rights side. And so after I had my own abortion in 2016, I really wanted to bring those skills from reproductive rights to reproductive health and justice, and to be able to work directly with clients just fills you back up in a way that the long-term strategies don't quite do. So it's really a privilege that these people trust you with personal information to help get them to healthcare services. Now since the Dobbs decision, we see a lot more fear, a lot of people who are scared or don't know what they're going to do. There's a lot of misinformation out there about the legality of abortion right now. But as soon as we tell a client, we can help you with that, you just see immediate relief. And it's quite astounding.
Do you miss answering those calls? I can tell how much you are invested in this.
Yeah, I do. I've only been off of the hotline for about 2 months now. 2 years ago, we were a fully volunteer-run organization. And because of the Supreme Court decision in the fall of Roe, we've had to staff up to 9 people now, and we continue to grow. And so I do miss connecting with clients, but there's so much more work to be done. And I'm just happy that I can use these skills that I've collected over, a lifetime of work to support our entire organization and to meet people where they are. I had a client back in December, who actually found us and was in a domestic violence situation and needed help not only with her abortion, but getting out of the DV situation, which was very dangerous. Her ID had been taken away, her birth certificate, her phone, she had nothing. And she found us because she heard us on an NPR story. So this work talking to you today is just as important as being on the hotline.
Are you struggling with staffing challenges, or are you do you not have those worries? I know it seems like everybody I talk to is struggling with staffing.
No, I think we're doing great. You know, this is a really good place to be. It's an organization that cares about us as workers, and it fills us back up. We're, you know, values and mission driven organization. And so the work is hard, but I think we try to take care of each other. And like I said, the work really fills you back up.
We had Steve from Madison who called in with a question. I'm not sure if you can answer this or not, but he was curious. If a woman returns to Wisconsin after an abortion and needs post-abortion care, could she face prosecution? Do you know?
I don't know the ins and outs of Wisconsin law. Certainly criminalization of pregnant people and people getting abortions is on the rise. And so it's something that we're always concerned about. But I don't think Wisconsin is one of the states that is directly criminalizing people, for their abortions yet, and that they're getting legal health care in a state like Illinois or Minnesota. That's the good thing. Illinois and Minnesota get to follow Illinois and Minnesota law and don't have to worry too much. And there's no way the state of Wisconsin should find out that a person seeking abortion care has even gotten that information. Illinois just passed a law this year protecting license plate readers. And so police departments couldn't, you know, scan license plates of people potentially getting an abortion and use that to criminalize them later on. And so we're doing everything we can to protect Wisconsin clients from accessing that care.
Allison Dreith is the Director of Strategic Partnerships for the Midwest Access Coalition. It's an abortion fund that operates throughout the Midwest. Call in with your questions for Allison, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. People in Wisconsin who want an elective abortion can no longer get one without crossing state lines. If you've had an abortion, how do you feel about it? And are these restrictions helpful or hurtful? Call 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Allison Dreith is the Director of Strategic Partnerships for the Midwest Access Coalition. It's an abortion fund that operates throughout the Midwest. Allison, how is your organization funded?
We're almost 50-50 split between individual donations and grants from family foundations or healthcare foundations. I think it's about 60% individuals now, which flipped after the Dobbs decision. So it's been great to see an outpouring of support from Midwesterners who care about this issue.
Elizabeth called from Madison wondering if there was a website where people can donate money to help your organization. Do you have that?
Oh my God, I'm going to cry. Yes, it's MidwestAccessCoalition.org. Thank you so much.
Midwest Access Coalition helps people seeking abortions with travel coordination and costs. We talked a little bit about the logistics involved. How do people who travel between state lines for abortions find a provider? Like how do they get there?
Yeah, so I know they find a provider. I don't know anymore. You know, that's wild, and I'm sure you know it's mostly online. A website we like to use or encourage people to use is INANA.com, because it not only gives you the closest abortion clinics to you, it's updated every 24 hours since the Dobbs decision, so it's really current. as the landscape continues to change. And it also includes information about your local abortion fund or practical support network to help get you there. And so, you know, how people get to their appointment really depends on where they live. We do commercial flights, pay for and book bus or train, Uber, Lyft, volunteer driver, depending on how they're traveling. And even there's been a new organization this past year called Elevated Access, who has trained private pilots to fly people to their appointment if commercial flight or some other form of transportation is undoable.
Still time to call in 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Kristen is with us right now on the phones. Welcome, Kristen. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks so much. And thank you, Allison, for all of this necessary work that you're doing. I'm an OBGYN doctor, and I live in Green Bay, but I practice in Minnesota because of the 1849 ban. And I'll happily come back once we've got this off the books. But I really wanted to emphasize for everyone who is listening that women who receive abortion care cannot be criminalized in Wisconsin. If you receive an abortion in a neighboring state or anywhere and you return to Wisconsin with a complication, please seek the care that you need and deserve. You will not be penalized in any way for doing that.
Great. Thank you, Kristen, for calling. I know Steve from Madison had called in with that question, so I'm really glad that you called and answered that for us because we were not sure. Again, if you'd like to give a call, there is still time for you to weigh in on this issue and the Roe decision. So, you know, Allison, I'm having a computer issue right now, but let's get back to it here while I'm trying to get to my spot here. I'm so sorry. Let's talk about the rules about juveniles. What happens if somebody younger than 18 calls you?
So thankfully, Illinois just about a year or two ago repealed the Parental of Notification of Abortion Act. And so if a young person needs to come to Illinois for care, we can go ahead and just help them. They have the legal right to do that in Illinois, and the state has affirmed their right to bodily autonomy. Now, there are states that have legal requirements on the books for young people seeking abortion care. But there are also a wide network of lawyers who will help young people get a judicial bypass or support them in other ways all across the country through an organization called If, When, How. There's also a new Repro Legal Defense Fund that has popped up since Dobbs to continue to support people who need legal assistance before or after their abortion care. But thankfully, most young people do involve their parent or a loved one, like a grandparent or a sister, when accessing abortion care, and the legal process isn't have to been utilized as often as one might think.
How has demand for your organization's services changed since last year when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade?
In 2022, we more than doubled the amount of clients that we supported in 2021. In 2021, we saw 800 people. Last year, because of the Dobbs decision, we supported 1,620 clients, and we're outpacing that number in 2023 by adding about 50 more clients per month. And so it's not only doubled our demand, but the way in which clients moves has shifted. You know, we talked about earlier how most of the people we support are low income. So before the Dobbs decision, people shopped around for the cheapest abortion procedure possible because every dollar mattered to them. Sometimes people, you know, only have $10 in their bank account. Now it's kind of shifted where clients are looking for the earliest appointment available because the Dobbs decision pushed back appointments 3 weeks for a lot of clinics. And so they know that the price of the procedure goes up the longer they wait. There are term limits. There are other reasons why this time-sensitive healthcare just can't go on for weeks on end. And so clients now are really looking for the appointment that's earliest available because they're sure of their decision and they just want it to be over with.
We've got about 2 minutes left as we talk about the changing demand for abortion in the Midwest. Allison Dreith stays with us for the next moment or two here. And, what do you think about the future of abortion access federally? Is it going to ever be like it was before this decision came down?
2024 elections are obviously going to be a huge year for abortion rights on the local, state, and federal level. And I don't think we're ever going to go back to the Roe days. We like to say that Roe was the floor, not the ceiling. And it still, obviously made a patchwork of access across this country. And so I think we're going to either see, the anti-choice movement move for a federal ban, or we're going to have to right this ship and codify abortion as health care for future generations. It's got to be one or the other because this incremental change no longer serves us.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Allison. Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you so much, Shereen.
Allison Dreith, the Director of Strategic Partnerships for the Midwest Access Coalition, abortion funds that operates throughout the Midwest. If you'd like to share your experience with abortion, we encourage you to get in touch. Email ideas@wpr.org or leave a voicemail for us at 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.